a few black people lived here, because this town's built up since I been up in this nursing home. I've been here 3 years, and I've ever seen it. More houses built, more people come here than anything. It wasn't that many people here when I come up here. But then the white and the black all started living, you know, in how any house you can live in and all that kind of stuff.
You mean white and black people live in the same places?
Same places, yeah.
Whereas before,
but I've never lived in a house with no white and black people, because it wasn't none when I started. I never have done too much moving in the first place. Like I told you, I moved from down there under the hill up to Miss Avery. That's one place I lived.
Then you mean you were renting a place? When you say that, you mean you were renting a place from?
Miss Thayer.
Okay, yeah. But that was, even when you were renting a place, that wasn't like you were a tenant for a white person. You were
renting this from a black man.
Oh, okay.
A black man. All that place up in there where Gail and them live now, all that black people own that.
Okay.
And the black man crossed the street on that house where I lived, where I moved from down in my son's grandmother's house. It was a man she knew. They all bought that. I don't know who he bought his from now. I ain't been that far in his business. But I know Mr. owned that property across the street there, where that big old gray building. You been to Gail's house?
Mm-hmm.
The big gray building across there.
Miss
Theron. There used to be a little, all out through that was just wood, and that was the first school. That's the first school son went to.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up every morning just to holler, "I don't know my lesson. I don't need to go to school today." I said, "That's what you're going out there for, to learn." Put on them old shoes, east and west, and there he would go. You know, Booker T. wears his shoes that same way when he was little.
Really?
He said, "Look at us now," says, "We don't wear it now." I said, "Look at y'all, nothing but monkeys." But he did. He used to wear, Booker could put them shoes on, I'm just like Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
But Sonny wear his old shoes on, he'd get up in the morning and go to hollering. And then in the morning, "I don't know my lesson, I don't need to go to school." But why do you thought he didn't need to go to school? Because he didn't know his lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd get out there and find it.
So he was leaving now.
Yeah, he believed in that. But you know, a lot of people wanted him to go on and be like, now that teacher at the Alpharetta wanted him to go on and be a speaker and wanted him to do great work. But son got out in life and he forgot to do nothing but get him some babies and girls.
did he marry?
How many times again?
I see.
Now you count him up.
He married
married
Rosa.
Yeah, and Sarah.
And Sarah.
And then he married a girl and somebody's kin to
Connie.
Bobby in there.
Married Connie.
What's her name?
Connie.
No, Connie was the last one he married.
Okay.
Married a girl kin to Bobby in there.
Well, see, I didn't know her.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't know her name, Barbara. You know, she lived over in...
I must
have
never saw her.
Oh, you never seen her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't see her long, because he didn't stay with her long. One day she called, she called me up and she said, "You know, son is gone crazy over here and said he's taking the beds down." I said, "Well, you ought to be happy if somebody's gone crazy and getting out of there with the bed down and it's raining."
Mm-hmm.
But him and her was too alike at that time. I don't think they could have got along.
So he's been married what, 4 times?
Let me see. Now, who else was that he married? Somebody else he married.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see. Now, it was...
Rose
and Sarah. And Sarah.
Barbara.
Good on the one hand.
And Connie.
And Connie.
Was it another
one? Now, let's see. I don't think it was not another. No, it was all, I guess it was. I mean, it was that. That's four.
Four,
yeah.
Four.